Welcome to the Real Talk for Government podcast series, brought to you by Government Marketing University, where we break down fact or fiction of federal policies and mandates with Tom Suter, founder and president of ATARC. I'm Matt Langan, and for this episode, Tom and I will be speaking about the 2021 presidential administration transition and what it means for government IT. And Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for working with me on this, Matt. Happy 2021.
Yeah, thanks. Happy 2021 to you too. It's been quite a crazy year and crazy times, but it seems like we are going through a big period of transition now with the Biden administration in office. And it seems like a lot of what we're seeing in the news is personnel changes happening right now. And tell us what's going on out there when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think what's happening right now is very, very typical when you change party leadership. I know Obama's second term didn't have quite as many changes, but from Obama to Trump, we've had about 60% changes in the leadership inside of the federal government. So I think we're seeing something very, very similar in this transition from Trump to Biden. So a lot of change and some good opportunities, you know, to introduce some new ideas, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good. And let's talk about some of the policies. Do they tend to shift a lot during a transition? Because these are two completely diametrically opposed administrations in many ways.
Yeah, I agree. You know, but I think all we have to do is go back to the beginning of the last administration. You know, I think on the national level, and when we're talking about the debates, you know, there's a lot of major policy differences. I think IT has tended to be not as political. And Trump administration didn't overturn all the Obama initiatives. As a matter of fact, they strengthened them and backed them up. You know, for instance, the 18F, you know, you thought that would be, oh, well, we're going to get rid of that. No, they kept it. The USDS, United States Digital Service, they actually strengthened some of that. Do I think that's going to change much? No, I don't think so. I mean, there's still Technology Modernization Fund. You know, that was actually started during the Obama administration, and Trump actually it got enacted when he was president. So I don't think there will be just some subtle shifts, I think.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I like how you point out, even though there are political differences, the need for IT modernization and programs like that, they're going to continue. That's not changing, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's interesting. And overall, from your perspective, how's the transition going so far? Things seem to be moving pretty fast out there.
I think so, too, and much faster than a traditional administration. And the thing about the Trump administration actually moved very, very slowly, especially on IT. It wasn't like they had this team ready to go. And I think what we've seen with Biden, they basically went heavy back into the Obama administration and some of the folks on the campaign. So it is going lightning quick. I mean, just even the speed of the executive orders, the installations we've seen at PBS and some of the federal CIOs, much faster. Websites changing overnight. So this has been a lightning strike of a transition. I don't think, for people I've talked to, they've never seen anything quite like it.
Wow. Yeah. At least from what I see from the news cycle out there, that seems to be the case. And it's interesting to hear that perspective that you're gaining from others. And let's talk about IT. What is the main focus of IT focus for this new administration?
Well, I think that considering we've just gone through this COVID experience and are still going through it, I think what we've seen is, and we might have talked about this before when we talked about the IDEA Act, we can't wheel our 96-year-old grandmother into the Social Security office to get some paperwork, physical paperwork updated. I think that customer experience and digital transformation, which a lot of agencies really just started to embrace. I know with ATARC, we had a digital transformation event with NASA. We've got one coming up with the NRC. So, but I think we're at the very beginning of this. And I think some of the legislation like the IDEA Act takes on a whole new meaning. It is the law, but it takes on the whole new meaning. So I think it's going to be about the citizens. I think also healthcare is going to be an increasing thing. We're talking about how we're going to deal with pandemics in the future and the role in government to inform everybody. So I think there's going to be, it's a continuation of what we had, but maybe with even greater emphasis.
Excellent. So what are some of the key personnel changes that are happening right now?
Yes, we've had some. I was looking through the CIOs. We have a new CIO at State. Some of the agencies, you know, they don't have as many political positions anymore. I think one of the key ones that's going to affect a lot of people is Katie Kale is you know, she used to be chief of staff at GSA. Now she's the new administrator. She was on the transition team. And I think that a lot of the folks that were on the transition team are gradually getting into government. Another key individual, very key individual for our space is Sonny Hashmi. And Sonny, he's now the commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service. Sonny knows this business. Sonny was in private industry. He was at Box. He was also the deputy CIO of GSA, did a lot of interesting things there. And I think this is a much bigger job, but I think he's qualified, you know, about as qualified as anybody to make that jump, knows what's going on, definitely a friend of IT. We've also seen lots of U.S. Digital Service alum coming over at TTS and 18F. A lot of the folks that work for Obama and Biden are coming back in new and increased roles.
Great. And I think the million-dollar question here for our listeners is funding. Where are the funding priorities overall? So what's the big difference now when it comes to funding IT programs?
Well, it's the scale of the potential increases is unprecedented. You know, I don't think we've seen anything like it since World War II. I don't know what IT was in World War II, but the technology fund, which we've helped, you know, OMB and GSA with, you know, they initially got $100 million a few years ago. They got an extra $25 million the last couple of years. So we're up to $150 million. It's a revolving fund where you borrow money to do some innovation and bring it back. When Tony Scott was the CIO back in the Obama days, he wanted like, I think, $2 or $3 billion. They're now proposing $9 billion. So that would be a revolving fund, you know, $9 extra billion. It would really change the way we're doing IT. You know, you could borrow for a big project, get it, you know, modernized, and then have a payback period. I think there's a lot of devil in the details on that, but we saw a letter with Ro Khanna and Jerry Connolly, and Jerry Connolly represents the district, you know, where there's a lot of Tyson's Corner, but, you know, Arlington, you know, a lot of Beltway bandits are in there. So he's definitely advocating for it. And they're thinking big this time. And it'll be up to the Senate to look at it. But they're going, you know, they were proposing $1 to $2 billion before. Now it's $9 billion. So that's huge. CISA, $690 million extra. That's quite a bit. They've gotten a lot of money the last few years. I saw $300 million for TTS. $200 million for the ITOR fund, which OMB uses for projects, various projects that usually go through GSA. I think also COVID, you know, it's kind of like I call it like the 9/11 was for security. This is going to be for, you know, health and human services and CDC. You know, we're going to have more of a response around that pandemic. And so we'll be in a little bit better shape in the future. Data has been key, getting good data. So we're going to see a lot of those kinds of things. I mean, in the bill, they had even contact tracing. I don't know. That seems kind of dated since this virus has been released and we're working on the vaccine right now. There'll definitely be some things around remote computing and how do we formalize that? What's good? What's bad? So there's going to be a lot of human factors that are going to come up, human resources factors.
Yeah, great. You know, what your rundown there really points to, I mean, obviously there's tremendous funding opportunities out there and tremendous opportunities for contractors as well. So perfect segue into my next question is what can contractors do to raise their profile amongst new CIOs that are out there?
Yeah, I think now's the time to go for it. You know, you have a unique proposition. You know, if you're going to go to the administrator, maybe it's around smart buildings or new energy. You've got to come up with some comprehensive plan that you've worked on, and now's the time to go for it. You know, usually when administrations come in, they want some quick successes. They want to make, you know, their agency and the federal government look good. So I would go with those bold ideas while the iron is hot. You don't want to get bogged down 6 months from now when they've got so many people hitting them up. Now's the time to really kind of go for it, especially with somebody new. They want to come in, hit the ground running.
Great. And we usually ask this question in these podcasts. What are a few takeaways that industry should be aware of in this new administration here?
Yeah, I think you've really got to be, you know, if you have a lobbying arm, you've got to kind of go in with some messages. You've really got to keep yourself informed of what's going on. And kind of to the last question you asked me, Matt, we need to come in with some bold solutions. You know, it's not going to be business as usual. You've got to think something different. You know, if you've been working on some project that requires in person, you got to think of a remote solution. You got to really have to, you know, really rethink the way things are done. I think we're rethinking a lot. I mean, look at what Zoom has done. You know, if you're in the teleconference business, you know what? Things have changed. You know, people are using Zoom. So how can we collaborate differently and better? There's a lot, just a lot of things that have happened here. How do you manage teams now? You know, how do you measure what they're doing? You got to adjust the reality of the situation that we're on now and come up with some different solutions.
That's awesome. Thanks, Tom. Really appreciate your time as always. And it's great to reconnect with you now. This is our first podcast for 2021 for the Real Talk. And for our last question, as always, where can industry go to learn more?
Yeah, there's, you know, these executive orders are flying fast and furious. There's a gentleman in the government, actually, Bill Hunt, who's the chief architect of the SBA. He has this EOP bot on Twitter, at EOP, Executive Office President for short, EOP bot. And just follow these executive orders. You can kind of see where things are going. You can kind of see, you know, where the opportunities are. And that's what I would do for starters. Of course, you've got to read our friends in the press. I always say that, you know, they're keeping up with us. And just keep yourself educated.
Excellent. That's a perfect conclusion for this episode of the Real Talk for Government podcast series brought to you by Government Marketing University. And this is where we break down the fact or fiction of federal policies and mandates with Tom Suter, founder and president of ATAR. And as you heard today, we did a deep dive on what to expect and what is happening when it comes to the 2021 presidential administration transition and really what it means for government IT. And Tom, as always, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. Have a good week.
You too.